Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading we gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 470 up 3/4 on the open. December, 485 up 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 385.5 down 1 on the open. December, 403 down 4.5. March, 417.5 down 8. July, 435 down 6.5 on the open. September corn opened at 233 down 5.75 on the open. December, 249.5 down 6.25. March, 264.5 down 5.5. May, 272 down 6.75. July, 281.25 down 6.25. December, 297 down 5.5 on the open. September oats opened at 179.75, down 1 on the open. December, 187.25, down 3/4. August soybeans opened at 560, up 3 on the open. September, 563, up 1.75. November, 577, down 2.75. January, 591, down 3.25. March, $6, down 2.25. May, 609, up 1. July, 618, up 3/4 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 158, up 10 on the open. September, 159.50. That was up 90 on the open. August soybean oil opened at 26.13, up 3 on the open. September, 26.25, up 5. At the Merck, August feeder cattle opened at 117.25, down 15 on the open. September, 117.37.5, down 7.5. October, 117.75, down 17.5 on the open. August live cattle opened at 88.60, up 12.5 on the open. October, 92.50, up 12.5. December, 90.95, down 2.5 on the open. August lean hogs opened at 71.75, up 22.5 on the open. October, 64.50, up 10. December, 61.75, down 7.5. February, 62.20, down 20 on the open. And August bellies opened at 76, down 60 on the open.
Enter the WILL sweepstakes today and you could win the grand prize, a high-definition TV from Glenn Poors and a sofa from Carter's Furniture, or one of 11 other fabulous prizes for your home. To be eligible for the Early Bird Prize, a $250 gift certificate from Tepper Electric, you must send in your entry by August 17th. So don't wait. Send in your entry today. If you need an entry form, give us a call at 217-333-1070.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Dave.
It is a tough week. If you are a corn hedger, the market gapped lower on Monday. It gapped lower today along the way. It blew through lows, the March low, the June low, the January low, and it appears it's headed quickly toward the December low. What's the hope for hedgers?
The hope is, I guess, we go back to, like last year, LDP and things like that, getting some countercyclical. Certainly that 152 yield surprised the trade and gave us reasons to push this market lower. And looks like we're in a trade between maybe 240 and 250 for a while now, Dave.
Why is it that in six of the last 6 years, the trade has underestimated the corn crop in the August report?
We did some checking with some people that do the yield data there, and I think what we found out, their sampling isn't quite as big in the August report when they go out and take samples. When they go back in September, they actually double about the amount of fields that they cover. So, you know, maybe just not quite enough data. However, today's yield at 152, Dave, is the highest August yield we've ever had. So it's a big number. It just may get somewhat bigger before it's all said and done.
Do you think that potentially, though, this might set up the possibility that we'll see a corn harvest low sooner rather than later?
Well, I think part of that comes about because we've got that 2 billion bushel old crop to move. The farmers that are holding that are going to need to move it into the system. What it looks like in a lot of places that corn harvest maybe is going to get started a little sooner than normal. So I would expect, that's a true statement. We're going to see maybe a earlier harvest flow than we might normally see, like in the later October time frame.
Let's turn our attention then to the soybeans, where currently the September contract trading at 558 down 3.25. The Noves at 571 down 3.25. The red line Nove at 630 down 2 at the moment. The numbers seemed potentially supportive off the opening, and in the nearbys we did see some support. But since the numbers have turned south, in fact, new contract lows now in both the September and November contracts, what's going on there?
I think our talk with the folks in Chicago and the stories we've looked at is, since the report data was taken, Dave, we've seen some significant rains here in the eastern belt anyway, and I feel the market is saying those yields have increased since this report because of those nice rains we've seen around the eastern corn belt.
So the soybean yield at 39.6, likely the lowest we'll see this season?
I think so. When you look at the data, I did a quick check of the state by states, and certainly the western states where the dry weather is have some very low bean yields. The numbers here in the east are somewhat comparable with last year and certainly give it a little bit of room for improvement if we factor in these rains.
Turning your attention for me to the WASI numbers, especially the wheat ending stock number for August 2006-07, which is 128.42. That's down significantly from the July 133.20. And help me understand whether or not you believe this will have some support for corn.
Well, we certainly do. I mean, it's not something that's been talked about, but these world numbers are just razor-sharp tight. And it's not going to take much next winter, especially if we can keep the dollar down, that somebody in the world comes along and buys some corn and wheat. Again, the trade is, like last year, simply focused on what our crop size is. But, gosh, when you look at what you just talked about, Dave, it could be an interesting scenario, again, if somebody out there decides they need some of our wheat.
So what are the people you're working with calling with questions about this morning?
Oh, basically, Dave, I guess a lot of farmers, I think, have sold a good portion of their new crop forward contract and got bushels sold there. I think the main concern we have is for farmers who have bushels and maybe because of increased yield that they haven't sold that they have to do something off the combine. And certainly that's kind of going to be a concern. Any kind of little rallies we can get, recoveries we can get back here, bushels that you need to sell, have to be sold. And another point I'd like to make, too, I mean, last year we had, let's say, in corn, 2 billion bushel carryover, and we had a nice market rally into the winter. So I think our feeling here is there's going to be some opportunities with a much smaller carryover, 1.2 billion, for corn to rally into winter and spring. So don't get too discouraged, I guess. You know, worry about those bushels you got to get off the combine, and then we're going to look for some LDP possibly, and then look for a good recovery into wintertime.
You mentioned the LDP twice now. What is your idea for LDP? I'm hearing that if there is one, certainly won't be as big as last year's Katrina-driven LDP, and it might be briefer.
Yeah, I think we got to be more diligent in trying to go after that. I think what our strategy will kind of be if we get down in there where we have an LDP and farmers haven't harvested yet or can't get it, a strategy might be to try to look at some call options for two things. One is to kind of cover your LDP, or two, again, a re-ownership strategy for, again, that demand that's coming or somebody from the world decides to come in and step in to buy on those harvest lows.
Thank you very much, Chuck.
Thank you, Dave.
Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. September wheat now at 460, down 9 1/4. At the Board of Trade, September wheat at 376 1/2, down 10. December, 396 1/2, down 11. Fast trade in the corn pit, September, 229, down 9 3/4. December, 246, down 9 3/4. March, 260 3/4, down 9 1/4. The red line, December, 295 1/2, down 7. August soybeans, 554 down 3. September, 557 1/2. 558 now, down 3 1/2. Noves, 571 1/4, down 3. The red line, noves, 628 down 4. August soybean meal, 157.30 down 60. August soybean oil, 25.95 down 15. You're listening to WILL Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.